Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is my second show for the day, and it's still not even noon, so I don't know what's going on today, but I'm in one of those moods where I'm probably never going to be off Podbean for most of the day. So I've got some catching up to do, I think, really, because I've been doing other things this week. Tuesday's roundtable was a pretty successful, I thought. Wednesday, I kind of took a day off. I did a show at 4 o'clock. Nobody really showed up, so I didn't post it. Yesterday, I took another day off. I just went out and had a beer. Played a little bit of music bingo in the bar. I just chilled out and had a good time, really. And I need to do a lot more chilling out and having a good time because it was fun. Unfortunately, now I'm in my normal financial situation, which is £0, or in actual fact, £1.60, I think I've got left to last me 20 days to my next Universal Credit, which I mentioned on the previous podcast. But that's life, such is life. The world moves on. The big news this week in Newcastle is that the Arab takeover has got FA approval. The Football Association has looked at the bid. Well, I'm assuming there's a bid on the table, and there's enough people in there that they're confident about that they're going to allow the takeover. So that's huge in Newcastle. It's an absolutely huge thing. So Newcastle United will get an injection of money from Saudi Arabia. They'll buy players. They might get a new manager, you don't know. Don't know till probably till the end of this season, beginning of next, we'll find out. Once this offer's been accepted and all the paperwork's done and everything, and the new chairman and directors are in, then we'll find out what's going on. But the odds are that they'll have money to spend, and they haven't had money to spend for years. So they've been finishing mid-table or bottom of the table for 14 years, basically, since it was sold the last time. And it's not good enough for Newcastle. It's a big football city. It's a big football city. When there's a game on, the place just erupts with the excitement of it and the camaraderie of it. I don't go up there, generally speaking, but I need to know when there's a football game on, just because I need to do shopping sometimes. So I don't want to go out onto the street if there's a huge amount of people on the street. So it's useful to know. So I keep an eye on things, but I'm not a huge football fan. I just keep an eye on things. So that's the local news. I don't know what I'm doing today, really. I'm doing odd shows that I don't normally do. So I'm doing a new show today, which I've said that I don't really want to do, but I am doing it. So this is a BitChute news day. So let's have a look. I found one video that I want to play so far. So this is a guy with a restaurant chain who had 138 employees, and he doesn't want anybody. He basically doesn't want the government telling people how to run their lives. So he sacked all the people that were vaccinated, which takes him below the 100 employee threshold, which is where he can be fined if his employees aren't vaccinated. And there'd be another way around that as well. He could have just split the company in two, really, couldn't he, and got and made it two companies with less than 100 employees. But he's chosen to do it this way. This is the way that he describes that.
Business, there's no way we can afford to stay open and suffer those kinds of fines and penalties. So what I do? I fire every motherfucking vaccinated employee we got, putting us under that 100 mark. Now I'm going to take their average pay and bust it down and spread it out through the 92 employees that I have still left on roster. The ones that aren't stupid enough to let this fucking government run their life. Hit that hard. Follow for more.
There you go. So that's from BitChute. I'll tell you the name of the channel. The channel name's, it's the Earth newspaper posted that one. And I can understand his logic. I'm not necessarily in favor of sacking employees because they've been vaccinated, but I understand his logic. He's got to keep the business running and he's got to minimize the danger of getting a fine. So the easiest way to do that is to sack the extra people. So let's have a look. I haven't prepared anything else because I was just messing about on BitChute and decided to do a show. So let's have a look and see what else we got. Some short ones. This is from Earth newspaper again. That's a visual one, this one. So it's showing this sharp increase in cases after the vaccine rollout in different countries, the Ivory Coast, Djibouti, Fiji, Grenada, Guinea, Guyana, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Israel, Jamaica, Jordan, Malaysia, Mauritius, Mongolia, Mozambique, Paul. All right, that's enough of that. It's too visual for the radio, but you get the idea. The scale was changing all the time, so there was no way to compare anything with anything else on this particular video because the scale changes all the time. Because different countries have different levels of infection rate. But it's worth looking at if you want to see actual data. Then probably go to the source, but videos on BitChute can be useful just to save a bit of time. Let's have a quick look and see what's been uploaded in the last 24 hours or so in the entertainment category on BitChute. We'll make it an entertainment. And this is the news, what's been uploaded on YouTube. That's my version of news. Tales from the Dark Side, it looks like. It's more of those. More Avengers. Avengers 1984. Don't know when that's from. Have a look at it. 1984 is a good thing to watch you read the book, if you want. I'm able to upload a date, but I don't know the date of the movie. What's it? Oh, it's the John Hurt. John Hurt version of 1984, so it's worth watching. I'm going to download this one, actually, while I remember. My soundtrack on this one.
is our land. Oceania. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. The builders of our world. Struggling, fighting, bleeding, dying. On the streets of our cities and on the far-flung battlefields. Fighting against the mutilation of our hopes and dreams.
Okay, so that's 1984, the John Hurt version, which came out, I think, in 1984. I saw it when it was out at the cinema. It's John Hurt and Susanna Hamilton, the main cast in that. Welcome to the room here. I'm just going through some BitChute videos, just to see what's been uploaded. You're welcome to have a chat if you want to have a chat. We can do that. Otherwise, I'll just keep going with the videos. So, I've got what else have we got here? The Wicker Man has just been uploaded as well. The Omega Man's been uploaded 4 days ago. Admittedly, I spotted that one. Soylent Green was uploaded 4 days ago. Village of the Damned is a good movie. That was uploaded 6 days ago. The Warriors is a good movie as well. So there's a fair bit of stuff on BitChute at the moment. There's some good movies being uploaded. They're all old, admittedly. But there's some good material there. There's enough material to keep you going for the weekend if you download them all. That would be a weekend's worth of movies for me. 4 or 5 movies. And I might do something like that. I want to watch this version of 1984 again anyway. Soylent Green, classic movie. Edward G. Robinson, Charlton Heston. Wonderful movie, well worth watching. Omega Man again, another Charlton Heston movie. Very, very good movie, well worth watching. Dystopian science fiction, those particular ones. I know Logan's Run's on here as well. So there's a lot of dystopian science fiction, a lot of horror. Old Hammer horror movies, the old Universal horror movies are on here. There's a lot of Laurel and Hardy and a lot of Marx Brothers on here as well. I don't know about Charlie Chaplin. Let's see if there's any Charlie Chaplin on BitChute. Somebody might have done it, you never know. The old Sound movies. Great Dictators. No, probably won't download that one. Great Dictator, yeah, 25 minutes. Here we go. Here's the speech from the dictator. He's up. So, yeah, there is some Charlie Chaplin on there. It's being slow, the way the BitChute is slow sometimes. So let's not worry about that too much. It's there though. 25 minutes. Morning Shadow, welcome to the room. Oh, he's gone. So Charlie Chaplin, I'll have to wait. I'll download it and watch it later. Incidentally, for people who need to know, if you use Firefox, there's a plugin that will download BitChute videos for you. Firefox extension, I don't know what it is they're called. Right, it's going to be there because it's going to be there. It's just... looks like it's that, which sometimes happens on BitChute. Yeah, I watched a Dennis Wheatley adaptation, a Hammer Horror Dennis Wheatley adaptation called The Devil Rides Out on BitChute. An hour and a half it was, hour and 40 minutes. And the last 10 minutes of the movie was missing. So I was not a happy man, I can promise you. Not a happy man. Well, people jump in and out of this room all the time. So I'm back to talking to myself again. But I'm not going to let that stop me. Star Wars The Old Republic. I don't know how recent this is, but let's have a look. Episode 1, this is called Tython. Yeah, another one I'm gonna download. Thank you. that's nice. That 20-minute animated. But it does look nice. It's a game, actually. It's animated in the same way as a game would be animated. Feels like that's what people are using.
First came to be, and where most promising Padawans complete their training.
I'm surprised a member of the Jedi Council would come to meet me.
I want to meet the student who's caused such a stir. Your instructors tell me that even in childhood you had a remarkable connection to the Force. We haven't seen such power in decades. I was hoping your new master would be here. Yuan left her dig site and is returning to Tython specifically to train you.
Is Master Yuan an archaeologist?
In a way. As you become her Padawan, never forget your initial training, nor the Jedi Code. There is no emotion, there is peace. There is no ignorance, there is knowledge. There is no passion, there is serenity. There is no chaos, there is harmony. There is no death, there is the Force. This is Yuan. I was beginning to worry.
So you've arrived safely, my Padawan. I'm sorry I can't greet you properly, but we already have a crisis on our hands.
I'm at your service, Master.
Tython is a treasure trove of ancient Jedi relics. Recently, our researchers uncovered several teaching holograms, but they've not been fully studied. These holograms may be records of the founders of the Jedi Order. They're absolutely irreplaceable. But a large group of Flesh Raiders has begun rampaging through that region. Those priceless holograms are in danger.
I've never heard of Flesh Raiders before.
The Flesh Raiders are Tython's natives. Savage cannibals who destroy everything in their path.
Including the holograms' projectors, combat teams have put the Flesh Raiders back. Retrieving the holograms is the first task of your training.
No, Yuan, you can't risk a Padawan against Flesh Raiders. Even for such important artifacts.
A Padawan who was stronger in the Force at 4 years old than I was at 15? Gifted students need greater challenges.
So I must recover these holograms and watch for Flesh Raiders. Where should I begin?
The holograms are in the Gnarls. Be vigilant. That region has dangers of its own. If you encounter any difficulties, contact me on this holocommunicator. When you have the holograms, meet me at the Jedi Temple. We have much to discuss.
Activation protocol begins. So, after the long silence, finally someone comes. I am Garen Jard. Millennia ago, I stood as a founder of the Jedi Order.
For a hologram, you're surprisingly articulate.
We needed worthy vessels for our knowledge. When the Jedi Order began, I saw we must be dedicated to peace, to calming our emotions, and ending war across the galaxy. If we fought, it should only be in self-defense. That is the founding principle of civilization.
Being civilized also means defending those weaker than yourself.
Indeed. But we must do so knowing the mark it will leave upon history and on ourselves. The Jedi may have changed, but galactic peace has always remained one of our goals. Activation protocol complete. Go well.
Activation protocol begins. Ah, another has come to listen. When the Jedi Order was founded, I, Kella Bryn, said we should devote ourselves to justice. True justice cannot be driven by emotion. We Jedi can set our passions aside and seek the truth without fear or favor.
If you can't feel mercy, justice suffers.
Sorrow for the victim or outrage at the crime can blind us. To see clearly, such feelings must be put aside. It has served us well. We Jedi are renowned for our fairness, our honesty. Now, that reputation is yours to keep. Activation protocol complete.
Activation protocol begins. A new Jedi comes to learn. Excellent. Excellent. I am Ter Sindon, Keeper of the Histories, a founder and chronicler of the Jedi Order. I saw us becoming guardians of knowledge and secrets. We Jedi would safeguard the wisdom of the galaxy.
Gathering such knowledge would be a great adventure.
My travels took me across many worlds, more than any other founder. I saw, heard, dreamed. Jedi seek to dispel ignorance, to understand other cultures, and bring that understanding to others. Never forget that, wherever your path leads. Activation protocol complete.
Has been stolen.
Stolen? But the Flesh Raiders don't steal, they destroy. I'll look into this. If you have the other holograms, come and meet me at the Jedi Temple. I'm sending you right now. And please, Padawan, be careful. There isn't. It's out of my hands, Kaizen.
Class, my son, if I'm not, Class, or Narcos.
I haven't. Padawan, come in. This is Kaizen Fess, an old friend. He's here on a hunting expedition. A sacred Trandoshan tradition.
It's an honor to meet you.
Your Pastro. Endeavors. Santalis. Or Davramsak.
People, even some Jedi, disapprove of my friendship with Kaizen. I wanted you to meet before rumors prejudiced you. First, thank you for saving the holograms. The Jedi have lost enough lately without losing our history, too.
One of the holoprojectors was taken before I could reach it.
I recall, and not just one at random, it seems. That hologram is of the infamous Master Rajivari. Rajivari was another of the Jedi founders. He turned to the dark side. He betrayed the very order he helped create.
This Rajivari's betrayal paved the way for the Sith.
Rajivari was immensely powerful. That stolen hologram could hold his darkest secrets. The thief is likely from Kalikori village. Local Twi'lek pilgrims here illegally. Many of them are poor or hungry.
Selling an ancient holoprojector could feed those villagers for months.
I'd like you to go to Kalikori village, discover who took the holoprojector and retrieve it. But tread lightly. The Twi'leks are here in defiance of Republic law. We're forbidden to fully defend them. Even when the Flesh Raiders attack, relations are strained.
Once the villagers understand the situation, I'm sure we can reach an accord.
When you reach Kalikori village, find Bashen, captain of the village guard. He knows everyone. He may have seen the holoprojector. I think meeting these pilgrims will be a good lesson for you, Padawan. Go carefully.
Break out another cask, or three. The festival only comes once a year. Doors.
Just well. We have an uninvited guest.
I see. Festival of Awakening, Jedi. You're not welcome here.
I apologize for interrupting. Master Yuan Par asks if you've seen a Jedi holoprojector.
If Yuan Par is asking, guess we could try and remember.
A holoprojector? Yeah, I know what you mean. Naylan found one. Naylan Rolik. Maybe you heard of him?
Sorry, I've only just arrived on this world.
Naylan Rolik. our dueling champion for 9 years straight. He once rescued an entire scouting party from Flesh Raiders single-handed. He planned our defenses, protects us when we go foraging. Without him, we wouldn't even be having the festival. And no, I am not telling you where he is. Naylan earns his peace and quiet.
That hologram's data isn't safe. Naylan should be warned. Or do you want to risk something happening to him?
Naylan can take care of himself.
Against Flesh Raiders, sure. Some of that Jedi tech is weird.
All right, that's enough of Star Wars The Old Republic for now. Let's see what else we've got. You kind of get the idea. It looks good. There's not much movement in the animation, but it looks pretty good. Let's see what else we've got in the entertainment category. So we've got 20,000 Miles to Earth, which is an old Ray Harryhausen animated monster movie. Science fiction again, but 1950s style, 1957. Star Trek. Where are we now? That's a clip. Short Circuit 2. I said to be mine, didn't I? Short Circuit as well. House of Wax is an old 50s horror movie with Vincent Price. The Tingler is another old 1950s movie. Creature from the Black Lagoon, 1954 again. Worth watching though. I watched the first 10 minutes of it, and there's a creature's hand appears within the first 10 minutes of the movie, so you know it's going to be lively. Let's see what else we've got on here. Phil Silver's Show. Abbott and Costello Meet the Killer Boris Karloff. Puzzle Costello movies are normally good. There's a 1931 Bela Lugosi version of Dracula on here. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Which I might put on my list. Not sure yet. Space Hunter Adventures in the Forbidden Zone. There's some old episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer on here as well. The Boris Karloff version of Frankenstein even's on here. And When Worlds Collide, another 1950s science fiction. So there's a lot of science fiction on there. Quite a lot of horror stuff. It'll keep me going over the weekend. The new stuff seems to be worth watching. I watched a little bit of Buffy the Vampire Slayer to remind myself how good it was last week. Hi, Coltrane. Welcome to the room, mate. You're welcome to jump on and have a chat if you want to, or you can just sit and lurk in the chat. Either way is good. I'm just working my way through some BitChute reviews, kind of. So I haven't really been on BitChute for most of the week, so I'm just catching up a little bit. Oh, The Day the Earth Stood Still as well. That's a really good movie. A little bit of that. Remember, it's a very, very, very good movie. I don't know how quickly it'll open. Again, this is old and black and white, but it's 1951, so The Day the Earth Stood Still is still a remarkably good movie. Remarkably good movie. For its time, it was prophetic in a lot of ways. Good morning, welcome to the room. I'm in Newcastle, mate, yeah. I wasn't born here, but I'm a native of the Northeast. So that probably makes me almost a Geordie. Oh, that's Angie. Sorry, I couldn't read your name. It is Angie, isn't it? Right, it's the gothic script on your name. I couldn't read it properly. I didn't know who you were. I'm just working my way through a little bit of BitChute for something to do on a Friday afternoon. Friday, it is afternoon now. You're fine, don't worry. Absolutely fine. If you want to jump on and have a chat, we can do that. Or I'll just work my way through some of these videos. I'm good either way. All right, no worries. I'll just carry on and do this then. What else have we got going on here? Wavelength. I don't know what wavelength. That's a movie. I don't know what it is though. Some old Popeyes on here, that's maybe worth playing. Aladdin's Lamp. Old pies are always good. A bit too old for radio though.
Solid gold! Precious stones! bastard gives back Olive's antique lamp.
It's that swamp, Popeye. Genie, that's all for now.
Yes, master.
Get back into the lamp, quick, on the devil.
I'll take that lamp now.
Oh, I'm so sorry if I caused you any trouble, Popeye. You see, I'm a lover of antiques, too, and I just couldn't help borrowing the lamp. It was so beautiful.
Oh.
Please let me shine it for you before you take it.
Goes right ahead, see, Heggy. I guess I misjudged you. You're a nice lady, after all. Well, blow me down.
Quick, Genie, before he can get the spinach from his blouse, shrink Popeye down to the size of a mouse.
Shiver me timbers. I am no bigger than a mouse.
Now to take care of you, runt. Gotcha. Where is he? So he's hiding down there.
Probably from the 1960s, I would imagine. Late 50s, early 60s, but because it was in colour, so it has to be that kind of period, I would think. I would look it up, but I'm not going to. So we're still on BitChute. I'm just working my way through a little bit. So let's see what else we've got on here. The entertainment category. Premature Burial. I remember watching that when I was a kid as well. Ray Milland. Conquest Space, Collapse of the Living Dead, Iron Monkey 2, I don't know what Iron Monkey 2 is, Five Maidens of Outer Space, 13 Ghosts, I don't know what 13 Ghosts is either. Blood Empire, let's have a look at that. Uploaded 3, nearly 4 days ago. how accurate it'll be to see the store book. General vampire movie rather than Dracula, this one. Let's have a listen to the first 5 minutes or so. Set in Transylvania in 1874. Starts with him driving a stake through the body sorry they just found. Looks alright though. That one's in colour as well. Technicolor I think. Or something similar. Alright, so I've just managed to do a 45 minute show on just on BitChute videos, so I think that's pretty good going. I wasn't expecting to be doing that. But there you go. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you again later on today, maybe tomorrow. I've got to post this one, haven't I? Because it's called BitChute Friday. Yeah, I'll post this one.